Well, I suppose that there were three different events that comprised the final farewell of Tom. I mean, one was the cremation ceremony in Harold's Cross in Dublin last week, and then on the Friday night in Sligo, friends and fans assembled in McGlynn's, and there was a wonderful night of song and story, and then on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, we all assembled to climb the mountain and to grant his last wish, which was that his ashes would be scattered on the top of Knocknarea.
And there was music and song atop the summit as well, I believe, Philip.
There was indeed. Shamie O'Dowd, whom many Sligo people will know and really is a Sligo treasure in his own right, was very much to the fore. He did a beautiful performance of Tom's "Turn the Corner," which is about Knocknarea. Aoife Grennan sang "Believe Me, Sligo," and Owen Troy did a beautiful rendering of a song called "The Navigator," and they were all, you know, they were all beautifully rendered and respectfully done, and it was quite moving. Everybody there was thinking of Tom. And the huge contribution that he made to Sligo and how important Knocknarea was to him. I mean, he lived for a time in Sligo, as people will know, and actually lived in Lisheen, which is beside Cullin na Mór, and so Knocknarea was at the front of his door every morning as he opened it, you know, out of his window, and he really felt the presence of Knocknarea when he moved away from Sligo very keenly and wrote a lot of songs about it. Tom came to Sligo in 1971. And you know, I was only a 19, 20-year-old then, and Tom was already sort of 10 years older, a much travelled man, and we hadn't hardly been outside the county ourselves at that point.
Right.
But he was a Californian man who came to live amongst us, and not only that, but a musician and a songwriter. I mean, we hadn't had any experience of original songwriters ourselves at that point. I mean, we'd read about them, but we'd never met a songwriter. And Tom was a character, a very intelligent man. He was born in Lebanon and had lived in Africa and had studied Slavic languages in the University College of Los Angeles. So he was a very educated and travelled man when he came to Sligo and started playing music in McGlynn's pub and teaching guitar to locals. And Frank Carroll of Carroll Palco at the time gave him a job in order to be able to allow him keep his visa and extend his time here, and he just fell in love in Sligo, fell in love with Sligo, and we all of us fell under his spell, and he influenced an awful lot of us in the playing of music, and then he formed a band called Pumpkinhead, and later a band called Midnight Well. Shamie O'Dowd would have only been a child of 3 or 4 years of age when Tom would visit his father's house, Joe O'Dowd, the famous fiddler, and Shamie himself says that he can't remember a time when he didn't know Tom, because obviously he was a child and Tom was there already there in the house, and they became fast friends then as he grew into adulthood and has become a phenomenal musician himself and has played with Tom, you know. So I mean, it was a very intimate gathering, and really it was all people who knew Tom well. His wife Luba and her son Stanislav and others of their family made the journey down, and they were really very moved by the way in which the whole ceremony was handled, and the obvious love that Sligo people had for Tom, and which is only fair and right, because the legacy, I mean, he has really put Sligo on the map in many ways, you know, not unlike Yeats has done. In larger measure, but Tom, I think in years to come we'll hear more and more and more about the songs of Sligo and poetry of Sligo that Tom Moore wrote and left us as a legacy.